människor.
Modiga människor.
Modiga människor.
Modiga människor.
Modiga människor.
Hello, I'm standing here with Dr. Astrid Stöckelberger. She's a scientist and a teacher also, and an author since more than 25 years.
Yeah, professor.
Professor.
You know, university in different
yeah.
places in the world.
Yeah, so I mean, you're very broad. You have a lot of experience. And we are here at the Medical Doctor Conference in Stockholm. And you are well known. You worked at WHO.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Under contract. But I also worked and was expert in WHO many times since I'm 30 years old.
Yeah, but I mean, you became a name when you actually spoke out.
Yes, because in fact, people don't realize, and I realized they did not realize that this is huge. You know, the first time the epidemic was there and the pandemic was declared, people thought it was just local and it was just a small thing, but it is such a huge organization of lies and of scientific fraud that I don't recognize anymore, WHO. The international regulation application that we've been teaching for 3 years, you know, setting up the teaching for the regions with WHO. And I don't see any of my colleagues who were experts in infectious disease, experts in chemical events. I don't know where they are. Mm. If they left, I don't recognize anybody. Mm. So it is now I say it because we have proof it is a coup d'etat. Mm. On our lives, liberties, on the population, even on biology now. Mm. That's what I'm going to present also.
Yeah, and the focus on people's health. Mm. Can we even say that this exists? I mean,
oh no, actually, when you talk about health, you have to define health. And they're only talking about disease. They only say that a healthy person is sick. With the PCR test, they say that they're sick if it's positive and it's never validated. So they're changing all the paradigms. Mm. And this is very dangerous because people don't know what is science. And it is the World Health Organization. So they should be promoting health. And when I was working there in different departments, sometimes they have a department of health promotion. You know, what you should eat for against obesity, but against the cardiovascular disease, chronic disease of the aging, for example. But now they only talk about virus and vaccine. Mm. And this is like a marketing on and on from WHO and dribbling the same message to all the countries. So you're going, oh, what's going on, you know? Mm. So for people, health... they are starting to doubt that they are healthy because a test who has never been validated, the technology has replaced the doctor. Mm. Basically, that's what's happened. The doctors don't believe anymore that they can make a symptomatology that it is a flu and it is not a very deadly disease. Mm. So if you want to know, actually, after 1 year, you can see the number of deaths and the number of sick people in the fatality rate. And that's Professor Ioannidis in Stanford University. He's one of the top 10 epidemiologists. And he has written articles already in 2020 and on January 2021 with WHO. Fertility rates in the world are not at all abnormal. There is no more deaths in 2020 than in 2019, in 2018. And so if there is no more death, it's okay. There is no pandemic, because a pandemic is defined by having much more death of unknown cause of something very serious. Mm-hmm. But there is no more death, and the people who died were the hanging fruits, we say. It is old people, and that's one of my specialty. So they have replaced the flu, did not exist anymore, and they've put coronavirus. But coronavirus definition is a common flu. You can go and look at all the medical handbook, and you will see that the coronavirus is a pediatric disease. It's not even for aging, and it is a common flu, and it disappears after a few months. And that was proven also by Professor Raoult, the top infectious disease of France. It was proven by many research that the variants and the mutation are so quick that it doesn't look anymore the same in the autumn. It's not at all the same. And we're still talking about COVID-19 today.
Yeah, but and how is it possible that we have been this indoctrinated with all this? How is it possible?
Yeah, I ask myself the question a lot. And I think that what happened is that the fear that was produced by the marketing agencies and the news with images on the TV, in the news, in the statistics, that there are so many deaths, etc. People are so afraid. Then they put the lockdown, isolate them, the mask, the hydrogel each time. Everybody is worried of the other one. So there was a fear. That's what I say, phase one, 2020 and 2021, fear. And now they permanently create fear that there is an Omicron XYZ and then there's a variant of the Omicron. It's never been isolated. Go and ask pictures of the virus, and you compare a healthy person and an Omicron, and you have to compare if the picture is isolated, purified, if you can see the difference. Maybe there is something, but then you have to look at the causality, and you have to re-inject in an animal and see if the same symptom makes the same strain. And you have to do this in every country because it mutates. So the virus that is in Sweden or even to Norway, it will already change. And in the desert of Gambia, would change also. So we know that. And there's been a group called the Genome, International Genome Effort. And they looked at the genome sequencing. So they looked at the SARS-CoV-2. And they said that this has taken this strain and this strain. And they called it a name, but they did not make a fuss about it. So the epidemiologists know, but they are censored. They're put out of their job if they say anything against the vaccine. And the fear that was there for the 2020 was there so that people accept a vaccine like the only treatment. Because that's what they said, and it's not true. Your immune system is natural. It's much stronger than anything. And it has many factors to create your health. It is subjective. That you're happy, that you're strong, that you believe in you. That's in epigenetics, it's very important. They have made fear for them, that they are afraid to be sick and they all have masks. And people who have masks are really scared. And the mask doesn't protect. The mask is made in China. It has absolutely no validation. It's even written on the box that it will never protect. So it is just protection from their mind, not anything else. So this is very dangerous. They have created this so they could roll out 2021 from January, an experiment, open air, that should have been in a clinic. And the whole world is getting this validated vaccine. They don't even talk about the research anymore. And I'm a researcher since always, and I love research. And I was on the Ethics Review Committee of WHO, and we had to, as independent expert, we had piles of research to assess and see if they're acceptable ethically to be to have the stamp from WHO. And if some company was trying to get a vaccine in there, it's a no-go because it is not a commercial business research. And if somebody does commercial research, because he wants to prove that this works, so they sell it. Like for tobacco, they did that. We in our institute, social medicine, social and preventive medicine, that was first, then it became the Institute of Global Health. We have someone, here's London. Yeah, I remember. He got caught and he was condemned because he had lied that the tobacco was good for your health. So he received money from the tobacco. And he was condemned. And what he did, he went to Eastern Bloc and then his professor somewhere else. You see, so this is exactly what has happened in the academy. But now it's very serious because even the infectious disease professors are selling the vaccine in the TV with Pfizer, Moderna in the back.
Yeah, I mean, people, they have been selling out themselves and their souls. I mean, this is...
For money, you know, it's like the golden veal in the Bible. They adore the they adore the stone with gold, the mammon, and they forget themselves. So, but you know, Sweden was very open, and we organized here in 2020 in December a conference with French people because it was open, and I invited your head of public health, Tegnell.
Anders Tegnell.
Yeah. And I said, you know, we would like you to open the meeting. It was written post-COVID peace summit. It was ironic because I knew already that this was not correct compared to what we were doing in WHO. And he answered to me, I'm sorry, thank you for the invitation, but I cannot attend because there is a pandemic.
Oh my God.
In December 2020. And I was shocked. I thought, wow, that's, he cannot say that he can't come, but he's making what he can to give an excuse, you know. So your country was, it looked like it was okay, but actually in this building in December 2020, before we came, we found people who were there the day we came, and they were all the pharma making and planning how they went to vaccinate Sweden in December 2020. So your country has been profiled that this country, it's easy to flip over people and to make them worried. They don't need too much persuasion, you know, like France.
No, we know. We know that Swedish, Swedish people, they just stand in line and say what...
I think the government is nice for them. That's the same a bit with Norway. Yeah, and even, you know, my family in Norway, I don't even dare to talk about it. And they don't understand that somebody can be nasty. And if you criticize, you say, don't criticize. But this is healthy, critical thinking that everybody has to get now because it's your life.
But what has all this done with you on a personal level?
Well, you know, I always saw that there were people who were... very strange and evil in the UN and in WHO and at the academy. And I was only always wondering, why are they selecting this person to be professor who is stupid, you know, or, and who has no CV or who is nasty with the students? And I understand now. They took people who today can sell the vaccine. So it was like everything made sense in my past of what happened. And I think many people understand today that there are more evil people than we think.
But the next question, you, because there is something going on in FN now.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean...
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand. I can roll out. In fact, now it makes more and more sense now that in... around 1999, the UN opened the door to private, public, private partnership. Already before, but it became obvious. They created something called the UN Compact.
Yeah.
And the UN Compact is taking all the industries who want to collaborate with the United Nations to make good and peace. So under the value of good, peace, equity, Adidas could be in, or Coca-Cola. And so the NGOs, non-governmental organization, came and said, no, we cannot accept this. So they changed and said, okay, we are going to... Because they're labor, you know, abuse of children labor. And the International Labor Organization is taking care of that, health and labor, health and how the labor is done. If it's not right, then they can be condemned morally. But this time with the UN Compact, there was a big pocket of... That was one sign that was clear. And then what happened is that when James Wolfensohn left the World Bank as president, he was not taking care of health so much. And we were discussing about aging, and he said, okay, aging, they did a report, okay. But they were not doing so much. But when he left, Paul Wolfowitz, who was the undersecretary of the Pentagon of International Affairs, came, took the head of World Bank, and signed directly a contract with Gavi, Bill Gates, and WHO, creating bonds of vaccine, a business on the market of finance called, you can go and look it on the internet, IFFIM, International Financing Facility for Immunization. And immunization is a word used by Gavi for a vaccine. So this you can find on the internet, go and see, you can see vaccine. And you understand that that was in 2005, 2006, Bill Gates creates a foundation in Switzerland, the Global Alliance. And then he goes in 2009 and he makes an international organization of a new type with total immunity. So when the public-private partnership arrived in the whole United Nations and in WHO, because health is a business, but disease is a bigger business. Gabby, Bill Gates even said, where there is the most return on money is with the vaccine. He said that on videos, you know. Mm. So in 2005, he signs a contract under Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccine Immunization. And he does his contract with the World Bank. That's our money. It's member states, you know, giving donation. And then WHO, it's the same. Mm. And then he creates and takes the leadership with CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Innovation Preparedness. They take the leadership on IFFIM, the International Facility Financing for Immunization. Immunization is vaccine in the language of Bill Gates. Mm. So when you go and look, and I invite people who listen to go and look at IFFIM.com, and then you go and look and study this for finance people. It's very interesting. It's like they're playing the roulette, you know, with the vaccine bonds. Hmm. And you can look on the website of Gavi how much Sweden has given.
I actually heard that.
Go and look.
Yeah.
Every country is enormous. And you can see the date and you say, where does this money come from? Is it really our tax? Then we have to stop it. So I just roll out quickly the milestones of the development of this grab of WHO by Gavi. Mm-hmm. And CEPI is that in 2006, Gavi, Bill Gates, comes to Geneva, creates a foundation. We have the papers, working with people that have the papers. Then it becomes an international organization of a new type that they make a press conference with the government of Switzerland. You can find this contract in German, French, and Italian on the website of the Confederation of Switzerland. And you can see the agreement. It's a new type of international organization with total immunity. He doesn't pay tax. He can put what he wants in the cupboards and nobody can come. The police cannot enter without his consent. And we cannot know what is going on. No transparency, no accountability. Plus, so that was 2009. And what happened then, and I only found out this retrospectively by researching, you know, what's going on with the structures. In 2012, they roll out in WHO the Global Vaccine Plan 2012 to 2020. And when you see that, you go, wait a minute, and you have to go and dig in the Assembly, General Assembly of WHO, where the decisions are taken with the Executive Committee, and it's quite a lot of work because they're hiding this. It's not. They're disclosing it, but you have to go and look. It's like a new world who is deciding on our behalf. Mm. So if the member states are represented in the UN, we should know. And if they sign something or adopt something, we should know. Yeah. But now it's not the case. We don't know that actually this global vaccine plan is rolling out, that there is more funding from private sector and that they are doing the vaccination now. Mm. It is our money. Also, what people don't know, I always make them remember, when there is a General Assembly on health or on labor or on the topic, every minister of health goes to the World Health Assembly. Every minister of labor go to the ILO, International Labor Office. Every minister of communication, very important today because of the communication propaganda, are coming for the ITU in Geneva. It's all in Geneva. And so Gavi is in Geneva now. And what they did in 2020, the government, they inaugurated a building of 10 storage plus parking with 3 aisles for Gavi. And in this building, there is all the business of the vaccine and disease. There is the diagnostics. There is the Global Fund for Health. There is Gavi, and there are more. So you cannot even film in front. You know, some people have wanted to film, and they come and tell you can't, like if it's a bank. Mm. So we are starting to have a Gavi stand, like somebody said, or Gavi city. And I think that Geneva is really the center for many things. Like Sweden is for other things. And and Norway, I think, are also very involved because, like, we are very obedient in Switzerland, in Norway, Sweden. So they're choosing the countries where...
Yeah, and I think, like you said, they're really choosing because Sweden is the perfect country to do this.
And geostrategically also, because you're between Russia and the US and you have the sea, so you can have submarines and, you know, I know there has been scandals.
So what's the most important question? I mean, what is the question we all need to start asking each other? Yeah. Or?
Well, for me, it is having a plan B, because there are two options. Is this temporary and it can come back to normal? I think today we know it's impossible because they're rolling out a plan that is worse and worse. I call it 2020, the fear of a pandemic. We know it's not right. Mm. Then 2021, the vaccine. The fear keeps on. The vaccine keeps on. This keeps on. Mm. But what they're adding is a digitalization of the world and a genome editing of the world, of the people, of the children. And they have made books. You can go and look on the WHO website, Genome Editing Guidelines in July 2021, and digitalization of care. They have already done it since a long time. So we know that they're creating digital ID. They want to impose that we are cashless. You're in Sweden already cashless. I can't believe this. Mm. This is what they want to do in Switzerland and France in 2023. Four. Mm. It's starting to be. So you have already fallen in the trap.
Yeah, and they can really like trace us everywhere. And if you are obedient, they can cut you out.
Yeah,
well, easily.
Maybe you will be leaders in the new solutions, because I think that the solutions is plan B. Mm. This is not going to stop. It's going to get worse. Mm. We don't want to obey to their tyranny because it's a war of a new type.
Yeah.
Also, with electromagnetic frequency and cyber attack, you know, Sweden is very important in that.
Yeah, I know.
I've met Magnus Olsson, you know. From the coalition of on harassment of that, and his father was attacked, and so where was I? So the cashless is very important. Yeah, we have to create a society where we can live a life not depending on anybody, not the marketing, not the shops. So you have a lot of land and forests, and I have seen models in Florida a week ago, because they don't require, you know, vaccine anymore. There's a farm who makes a school for children to learn farming again.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. You know, my grandfather in Norway, it was in a fjord of Ålesund. He had farms, I remember, and we had everything. And it closed. And so we have to take again, and we make schools. Mm. And, you know, we go back to Kattegat in series of Viking. And we have to recreate this community of solidarity, of protection for the children, and make our own crops and you know, work on this again. In the villages, there still is some knowledge, but you have to keep the people who have the knowledge of natural medicine with plants, with forest, with pine tree. Today, the vaccinated can be healed with, you know, needle, pine tree needles, with the glutathione, NAC, zinc, but also with the natural thing like black cumin oil is the equivalent of ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine can be done with lemon and grapefruit that you peel. You put the peel in water, you shimmer it, you cover that for an hour, and then you leave it. Shimmer, and it's hydroxychloroquine. So you see all this. I'm learning from the others. I'm used to do reviews for helping people.
And this is common knowledge. I mean, we used to know this before. And you also talked about the children. And for me, that's so important. We it's need important. To protect the children, because in Sweden, we are far ahead of having all this obedience. I mean, really cutting off the families from each other and
kidnapping.
Doing, and doing everything mandatory.
Yeah.
Mandatory kindergarten, mandatory children vaccination, mandatory.
Yeah, and I think you've had many experiments on I've heard from your colleagues here. But you see, you have to, so this is one question of plan B, but the other question is the financing, because where is our tax going? Because, you know, you even have to, the dog has to pay tax today, and the cat soon, and the mice in your house. Or so I think that we have enough proof that, first, the votes are not democratic. We have to come back to voting in the community, locally, commune by commune, verifying, and being independent with tax. Because this money is not going in the right pocket. We should not be paying taxes anymore. Everything is there. The roads are there. So the finance is something to think about in a different way. I know people are also looking for new types of passports in common law, in natural law, and have another identity. And so there is something to get out of the system of slavery. And, you know, Epictet is Roman. He was a philosopher, but he was a slave. And he said, the only freedom is to be a master of yourself. And because he was a slave. And then he became affranchi. He went out of the slavery. And then he became a philosopher. But he's very interesting because he has gone through this slavery system we have, actually.
Yeah, because and that's what most people don't realize. This is a slavery system.
Yeah, very much. And the marketing of the media done by McKinsey, we know now that McKinsey has been carving all the UN, WHO, same message to the whole world. So we have a solidarity in the whole world. I can see that. That's beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and the good note is that this has existed since centuries, and we see it now.
Yeah.
So it's the time of celebration getting out of the system.
Yeah, I mean, we're almost 1,000 people here this weekend.
That's amazing.
And people are really coming here because they want to see a change.
Oh, good.
So the last...
my alarm clock is ringing. Yeah. Wait.
So, just the end. Are you hopeful? Is my question. Yeah. Are you hopeful, Astrid?
Yeah, in one way, I'm very hopeful. But I'm also very touched by the solidarity with people who are, trapped in their life with children and this. But there is such a nice life that can open up that I it takes time. You know, they go slowly. They're trying to cook the, they're trying to cook the frogs in boiling water. It's a technique, you know, and they don't see that they're going to be trapped, but it's slowly. So we have time also to organize ourselves and to get in another monetary system and get another exchange. But we have to save the children, definitely. And I think that just speaking with you and Sweden, because they want to change the genome of children through CRISPR. CRISPR is a door open, a Pandora box. And they have, you know, everybody's talking of mRNA and this, but they don't talk of what is really in the vials. And it is not just biology, it is nanotech. It's a technology of nanoparticle oxide graphene. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, but people have to have electroshock to say, listen, you have a beautiful country. I love Scandinavia. You know, I am sure we can do something. And they are diminishing. The people in power are arrested, I'm sure, by
We need to
this
understand.
Military that's going around, you know, not showing because they cannot show the plan.
But we also need to understand how grateful we are. We're much, much more than we have been taught.
More. Yeah, the frequency medicine is coming out, and we have a genome, and they have been hiding our hidden genome, and they call it junk genome. And actually, that is our power of creation and spirituality. So creating, they don't have that. So we have to really get back to creation with our children, grandparents, all generations. Yeah, I believe in Sweden and Norway, so you have to keep on. This is great what's happening here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Astrid, for taking time.
You're welcome. My pleasure.